today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun alaikum, dear friend. Inshallah, you are doing well. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to listen to us. First, we'll look at the calendar. Then we're going to speak about promoting humanity. So please be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh, Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so.
Today, Tuesday, 12th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Isra, verse 70 that we'll listen to. And then the important point of this verse.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Walaqad karramna bani Adam wa hamalnahum fil barri wal bahri wa razaqnahum min at-tayyibat. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا.
And we have certainly honored the children of Adam, and carried them on the land and sea, and provided for them of the good things, and preferred them over much of what we have created, with definite preference.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
As attaching importance to the personality of individuals is one way of educating and guiding them, following its discussion concerning pagans and deviants in the previous verses, here the glorious Quran deals with the highly valued personality of humankind and Allah's blessings regarding them, so that noting this extraordinary high value, he should not spoil such a precious material easily, selling it at a cheap rate.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
To promote humanity is the topic of this episode. Be with us. Islam emphasizes on the commonality of human beings, which is our humanity. It is mentioned to the angels that there would be creatures created who will be vicegerent on earth, and bestowed upon them is an honor only known to them. It is important to note that this honor is used with the phrase descendants of Adam without associating with one specific group, which signifies the oneness of humanity in the light of human dignity. It is not through any personal attributes that a person is honored, but it is because of the fact that they are humans.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How can we be a better human? What does Islam or other religions say about achieving success to be a better person, a better personality, or to be a human? The next factor is determination and willpower. Determination plays a crucial and fundamental role in every activity and action. It is necessary for attaining one's goal. A man with free will and determination is one who decides to do something after he thinks well about it. He does it with a strong and firm determination. The necessity of determination is to such a degree that if all other factors and means are available but determination is not, that objective would be realized. We see a lot of people who have all the necessary means available to them, but they are not successful. They either have no determination or their determination is not strong. Because of psychological problem, they cannot take a decision. If someone's determination becomes weak, life will be ruled by anarchy, failure, and disappointment. In such situations, the personalities and talents will not flourish. Ingenuity, knowledge, and material power will not come to fruition, and no result will be achieved. Islamic doctrines lay great emphasis on strengthening the willpower and determination. And one of the brilliant features of believers is a steadfastness and unflinching determination in the way of religious beliefs and human values. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, "A believer is stronger than a mountain. A mountain is affected by an axe, but a true believer is not affected in his faith."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Related to our topic, we're going to speak about the rights of children. As we spoke about rights of parents in the previous episode of today's special, Islamic law and the traditions of Prophet Muhammad have laid out the rights of children in Islam. Children have the rights to be fed, clothed, and protected until reaching adulthood, rights to be treated equally among the siblings, rights not to be forced by its step-parents or its birth parents, and rights to education. Parents are also responsible for teaching their children basic Islamic beliefs, religious duties, and good moral qualities like proper mannerism, honesty, truthfulness, modesty, and generosity. The Quran forbids harsh and oppressive treatment of orphaned children while urging kindness and justice towards them. It also condemns those who do not honor and feed the orphaned children. You can find this concept in the Holy Quran, chapter 89, verses 17 to 18. Prophet Muhammad has been described as being very fond of children in general. Prophet Muhammad also showed love to children of other religions. Once he visited his Jewish neighbor's son when the child was sick.
Jalali
And another tip for becoming more human: communicate with emotion and personality. I know how it is. Sometimes the way you communicate is out of your hands. You might be statutorily required to phrase something a certain way. You might have a legal department who needs to approve every word you write. In those situations, you might just have to resign to the way things have to be. But in all other circumstances, push back to remove boring text-speak from your communications. It's not compelling and it doesn't get you to that end goal. And let's face it, life's too short to not have a little good-natured fun every once in a while.
I would like to talk about the worth of a human being from the Islamic point of view. And as a preamble to that, let me talk about, you know, the position of human being in the world. So a human being is a social being. You know, a person cannot really have a meaningful and a normal life by himself or herself. You know, just think about this situation. I gave the example of the loaf of bread. You know, if the farmer says, I'm only going to do the farming for myself and my family, I'll not help you. You know, if your tailor says, I'm only going to use this talent only for myself and my children, not for you. You know, the cobbler says, I'll only, you know, make shoes or chappal for myself and my children, not for you. The doctor says, I'm going to only treat myself and my family, not you. The carpenter and the builder and all these, you know, the laborers say, we'll only work for ourselves and not for you. What will happen? A human being will be that bichare, you know, all alone, depressed. He can't really do all these things by himself. And this is where we come to realize that, you know, human being is a social being, and this is based on the fitrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Salawat upon the Quran. Islam is not a religion of individuals. It is the religion of an ummah. We are told again and again, this is a religion of the community. You know, when we stand up for our prayers, Surah Fatiha is a compulsory part of the first and the second rakat of all the prayers. You don't have a choice there. And of course, it is part of the Quran, so we don't have a choice but to use the words the way it has been revealed to the Prophet of Islam. But if you look at the meaning of the word, especially إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, these are actually here in a plural tense, first person, plural. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, we worship only you. إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, we seek help only from you.
That was all for today's special, and of course, to promote humanity. Inshallah, we continue this topic. So follow us on parstoday.ir/en. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they
You showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.